Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes covenant. Anyone in a dating relationship should know what God designed and had in mind when He created man and woman. Whether single or married, it is important to understand the importance of how God designed relationships with Him and each other to be conducted. That is covenant, a contract or agreement, verbal or written, between two parties with terms and conditions. Its purposes are to add a binding sense of commitment to an interpersonal relationship. God's covenants were made and sealed with blood. Let's take a quick look at some examples in the Bible. 1. God's relationship with Abraham involved a covenant agreement, according to Genesis 15 and 17. This assured Abraham that his promise would be irreversible. God made promise to Abraham because he only had the power, authority, and ability to see that it would be sure. That agreement was sealed with blood. Abraham prepared the sacrifices and laid them side by side as God instructed him to. God passed through the pieces of animal flesh, declaring that by his life it would be carried out. 2. God made a covenant with his bride, the church, on Calvary through Jesus Christ, his son. He hung between two sinners on the cross and shed his blood, which secured the promise. God promised Adam and Eve in the garden that the seed of the woman would step on the head of the seed of the serpent, the devil. The covenant was sealed in blood, and now whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. 3. The covenant union we recognize as marriage is a model of God's covenant in Scripture. God created man and formed him. The only one he made suitable to meet every need in Adam was Eve, woman. The term he created is, "For this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." The one flesh act is sexual intercourse, which sealed the covenant couple's promise or vows to each other. God created the man physically and anatomically to be able to break the seal created in the woman. The woman's seal is a mucous membrane covering the entrance to her vagina called a hymen. It has a very slight opening to allow her menstrual cycle flow. The Hebrew word berith used for covenant in Genesis 15, 10 through 17 is a compact because it is made by passing between pieces of flesh and implies the thought of cutting a covenant, as in the marriage covenant. When the male and female come together for the first time on the night of their wedding, the two parties have made vows to each other, and the moment they become one flesh, the promise is consummated, and this is displayed in Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter, the 13th through the 21st verse.
Toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage.
Cuts or pierces her hymen, and the blood flows over the male part and seals the covenant by blood. Becoming one flesh or having sexual intercourse each time will serve as the ongoing sign or token of their covenant promise. Sex was intended to be a covenant sealing act by God. Sex is holy and sacred whether you are single with no prior sexual experiences or whether you come to Christ with experiences. While dating, God wants us to regard His will and purpose for our sexuality, which will protect us and bring us peace. This is Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right.
Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm.